It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone, 727-579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025. I'm trying to think, like, who of my, like, if Eddie Vedder's kids have a band one day.
Yeah.
If I will like them.
Maybe. You don't know. I mean, but it's weird. Would Eddie Vedder's son be the singer?
Well, he doesn't have a son. So he has two daughters, so I doubt I'd appreciate the... I know what you're saying, but I wonder if they were the... I don't know. Well, we're talking about Jason Bonham, the son of John Bonham, who is going to join us here in a couple of seconds. He has been doing music, though, as far as I can remember. So his first band, Bonham, right? I would assume that was his first band.
Well, first, yeah, recognized band with the label.
Do you remember that single?
Wait For You.
All I Can Do.
So good. Yeah.
That was a good song. That was it.
Disregard of Timekeeping.
What is that?
That was one of the albums.
Oh, I don't even... All I know is that one song, I remember the video, and it was like out in a desert or some mountain area, and it was shot at night, and he was fat in the video. He's not now.
No.
He was drinking then and doing drugs and stuff. And I remember back then we were supposed to have him for an interview, and he stood us up.
Mm.
And then years later we talked to him, and he was like, "Yeah, I was wasted most of the
days." Because I was talking to him. I had one of his instructional videos, and I said, "You looked pretty out of it." And he goes, "Oh, I was definitely out of it." He goes, "I was probably drunk."
Yeah. And then for years toured with the Led Zeppelin Experience, where he goes out and he does Led Zeppelin songs, and he does the multimedia kind of tour.
Still does that, and if you can catch it, it is a great show.
And, of course, reunited with the Led Zeppelin guys.
Yeah, for the O2 Arena.
To do the O2. Now, that's all the original guys except for his father, right?
Right, yeah.
So how great is that? No offense to you as a drummer, but if you're going to see a band and they replace one guy, you hope it's a drummer, because even though he was the best drummer ever, but he's in the back.
Right.
So when you don't really see
him. Or the bass player.
Listen, I understand. What I'm saying is I don't mean musically. I mean visually.
Right.
If you watch a band and you can't see the drummer,
but
you don't know.
It really depends. It really depends.
Oh, they give you a crazy drummer.
You saw Motley Crue with the chick,
No, it was the guy from Ozzy's band.
Randy Castillo? But remember we were talking about the chick drummer from Hole, or who was she with? The chick drummer that Motley Crue went out and toured with her, and it wasn't Tommy Lee. And she's a decent drummer, but it wasn't Tommy Lee.
I saw Randy Castillo, who's a great drummer, and it still wasn't the same.
Right. It's different.
Yeah, that's true. Well, anyway, and I'm sure we'll ask him this, and I'm sure he's sick of answering it, but, you know, we'll find out what the deal is. I was talking to Galvin yesterday and asking if he thought he'd ever see a Led Zeppelin reunited show one more before.
Unfortunately,
I don't
think so. I think it's Robert Plant. I think Robert Plant, doesn't want to do it.
But they did do those two. So what if they said, look, we're going to do 10 shows. We're going to do two in America, one in Canada, or three in England or something.
They could name their price.
Yeah, that's the thing.
They already did name their price back in the 70s. I couldn't imagine what they get now.
And then we also talked about how sick he must be of being John Bonham's kid, and why he would choose to go into the same profession, much like Michael Jordan's kid,
right.
And blah, blah, blah.
Great, and probably annoying at times, where it's like, all right.
So I'm just going to ask him right out of the gate. So let's go to the hotline and welcome Jason Bonham, who will be here on August 2nd for the 40th anniversary of Foreigner, where he's playing the drums with Foreigner, and that'll be at the amphitheater. I'm sure we'll have tickets to give away as it gets closer.
And Cheap Trick on that date as well.
Oh, that's right, Cheap Trick. And, I would say, is there somebody else? No, it's a great chance to see Hall of Famers Cheap Trick.
Absolutely.
Let's welcome back to the show. This is Jason Bonham. Jason, how are you, buddy?
I'm exceedingly good, even though it's a little early.
Listen, it never gets easy. It's every morning I wake up and I go, it's exceedingly early in any time zone you're in.
I know, and I keep telling her, I say, darling, can't you do that to me at night?
Yeah, that would be great if we could figure out a way to put this show on tonight. This is Jason Bonham, who, if you don't mind, I'd like to get this question out of the way. We were talking about this yesterday on the show, and we've had you on the show before. Galvin has seen the
Led Zeppelin Experience
show,
and
actually it made him cry, just to let you know.
It was very touching. It was a very touching show. You guys sounded great in the whole the video interaction, and you discussing stuff about your father. It was very touching.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, obviously it started off as a project, if you can imagine, just as a kind of a healing the wound of I was there, I was this close, we did the one show, everyone was talking about it, going on further. Even me, I thought, yeah, we probably will do more shows. And then then the Zeppelin thing stopped. So it was kind of a tough thing, and I'd learnt all these songs. they were like, what it was like, so I got so into them. I said, you know what, I'm just going to channel this and in a way I can and kind of give the other side. And that's why I like to do the little stories. And that's what kind of makes it, I think, it's a little bit different to most big bands that go out and play Zeppelin. The insight. It's amazing how all the questions people ask me about, they love that part of the show, the real part, that it's just, it's real, heartfelt, and you're putting your life on your sleeve and telling everybody, really.
You told us one time on the air, I asked you about your father, and you said that he would wake you up in the middle of the night and say, come on down and play the piano or play the drums with you when you were a little kid. And I think that story, the way you told it, was great. So I can imagine as you're getting into it on stage and telling more stories, got to be very therapeutic for you.
Every night's a different night because you're reminded a fan will shout something which would trigger, did I ever tell you the story about this, there were some fun times. I mean, when you're growing up, it's just a bunch of guys that you can't understand at that time of the morning, and they're all playing music really loud, and Dad wakes me up and goes, come on, he was showing me off, basically.
Yeah.
It wasn't until I got a couple of years older that I used to use it as an excuse to get the next day off school. I'd say, I'll get up, Dad, but no school, right?
When I ask a lot of celebrities this, is like when they know that when their kids know that they're cool. When did you start realizing that your dad was cooler than the average dad?
Too late.
Yeah?
Realistically, for me, too late. I didn't realize it until it was too late, until he was gone. As a kid, you don't really... I remember saying to him once, I was at Tampa. I was literally at Tampa Stadium, the one rained off show in 77.
Yep.
I remember looking out at all those people and saying, who else is playing? And he went, just us. And I went, really?
Mm-hmm.
It was like the doubt. And as a typical 14-year-old, I was like, you're good, Dad, but Stuart Copeland's amazing. I want to go into the police. Little did I know later on in life, the police would come looking for me a couple of times, but never mind.
Really?
That's a whole other story.
That brings up a good thing, is that you've been this this go-to guy for drumming. The reason we're talking to Jason Bonham today, he's drumming with Foreigner. Foreigner's coming here for their 40th anniversary, and that is happening August 2nd at the Amphitheater. How does that come about?
Well, actually... It isn't the fact that I'm actually playing for Foreigner when I joined, and I've had a few of this already, because I was in, when I came to America 12 years ago, it was for the reason I was in Foreigner. Mick and I had talked, and we kind of put the band together, and Kelly, and I got Jeff Tilson involved, and Tom Gimbel, of course, and then the Led Zeppelin reunion happened, and I had to go my other path.
Yeah.
For the real reasons. So then, later on in life, I get a phone call last year, and they said, would you like to bring your Led Zeppelin experience out on the road with the 40th anniversary tour for Foreigner, Cheap Trick? And I was like, great. What a great summer to spend with my buddies. I'll be done probably by 8:15. It's going to be great. I can't wait.
So this just got way more amazing, because we thought you were playing, because I know you played with Foreigner before, so I thought you were playing with Foreigner, but now...
I'm sure I'll be being asked at the end of the evening to kind of join in, because I've heard rumors there's other original members coming back for different gigs, and it's going to be a big, big, a way better event than we can ever possibly imagine. I think there's going to be a lot of surprises. But for me, to open that up with some of the, classic, the most classic music of all time, and it's going to be a lot of fun, because I suddenly went, how many songs? If I did three songs that I'd like to do, that's it. In 50 minutes, because you know a Zeppelin song can be long.
Yeah. Sure.
Well, it will be a very different set list than I would normally do, because it will be doing the harder, shorter, you know, kind of communication breakdown, the immigrant songs, the Living Loving Maid, you know, the whole lot of love, kind of boom, 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 you know, House of the Holy, you know, those ones that kind of everyone know, but sometimes bands don't play.
Awesome. Now Galvin's excited. Yeah. Now you got
the- I was going before, but now that's made me more excited. So Jason Bottoms, Led Zeppelin Experience, Cheap Trick, and Foreigner.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. And we're kind of like, it worked so well when I did it with Heart. When we, because I've always been one, I don't like to push down people's throats. This is a very organic thing that I do. And I was always worried in the environment we're going to do it in. It won't have the time to do a lot of the stories and to have the video screen and to do the Moby Dick. So what I plan to do is kind of, when you get there, there will be, hopefully on every seat, a kind of, a document that kind of like a playbill.
Make sure that they put pictures of you and your dad together so Galvin could cry at the next show, too. I want to make sure there's a little bit of tears at every show.
Sure.
Robert Plant lives in Sarasota, right over the bridge. You need me to grab him, bring him over to the show?
He doesn't live in Sarasota. So I'm sorry to say, he actually looks at property in Sarasota, but he didn't move it.
Well, you know, we hear rumors that he's floating around the pubs with Brian Johnson every once in a while. I'll go grab both of them if you need me.
Oh, I'm no Brian. See, I'm a Florida boy. I've lived in Florida for 12 years. Huh. So I know those roads like the back of my hand. Mind you, yeah. Well, and I have a few tickets to prove it.
I believe you. You should bring tickets. Well, you should come.
The ticket clinic is a wonderful thing.
Listen, you just made this show a whole lot cooler. You get Jason Bonham and the Led Zeppelin Experience. You get Foreigner and Cheap Trick, who are great guys and are also here in the area. We look forward to having you come to town, my man. And I'm sorry we made you get up so early.
Oh, no, it's fine. I just finished a fantastic Black Country Communion new album with Glenn and Joe Bonamassa. We just did the whole album, 11 tracks, 7 days.
So everybody's getting along now? Everybody's good? Everybody likes each other?
We are better than we've ever been.
Good.
Doesn't mean they get along. They're just better than they've ever been.
No, honestly, it was amazing. We buried, you know, first day, we kind of said everything what we wanted to say and moved on, and it's the best. It's best.
Good.
Music, I was so pleased. So that's all going to be out at the end of the year. But before then, we've got a lot of stuff going on. So thank you so much for
hey,
the support.
Thank you, and we'll see you guys again. It's August 2nd at the Amphitheater. Go check out Jason Bonham, Cheap Trick, and Foreigner. Good to talk to you, my man.
Thank you very much.
Jason Bonham.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow, now you're excited.
Yeah, well, I was excited with him playing with Foreigner. Now he's doing his own thing.
The Tears of Galvin tour. Yes. We're coming in the air with there. Good. And I like the way he realizes, hey, look, this isn't all about me. I'm going to jam it into 50 minutes.
Sure.
Give you a little playbill to follow along. And
then
enjoy
you know
the
they're going
to
get together and jam. You know, Cheap Trick will be up there and
exactly.
Foreigner, and they'll all do some stuff.
And I brought up the Robert Plant thing because, granted, I don't know how often he's here in Sarasota or whatever, but, you know, we do have people who live in this area. And if they say, hey, come out and jam, we got Bonham, we're going to do some Zeppelin stuff.
He made a little reference there to different members of Foreigner getting back with them and doing some stuff. I have heard rumors about Lou Gramm maybe joining back with them and doing some stuff.
That's very interesting.
But that Kelly Hansen, who was in Hurricane, if you remember that band.
I do.
He is fantastic. He sings Foreigner great. So.
As good as the Malaysian kid that sings for Journey?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
All right. I'll take it. All right, there you go. Jason Bonham. We'll take a quick break. It's Mike Calta Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.